The 15th inductee into the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame announced on Thursday afternoon at the state capitol in the Blue Room by Governor Mary Fallon. Jack Givens from Southwest Oklahoma from Mangum, Greer County, the 15th inductee into the Ag Hall of Fame. Governor Fallon has known Jack Givens for a lot of years, highly complimentary of his service to agriculture and to the state.
Well, Jack Givens has given so much to the agriculture profession in Oklahoma. His name is known by many, many, and he has been on so many boards and commissions. He's helped develop agriculture in the state, whether it's been production, wheat, cotton, farming, ranching. I mean, Jack and his wonderful family are just highly beloved in our state, and he is much deserving of this Governor's Award of Achievement.
And this award really helps you spotlight and highlight the importance of agriculture, doesn't it?
Well, agriculture is one of our top industries in our state, so this award helps us highlight how much agriculture contributes to our state and the individuals who have been in leadership in our state that have helped build up this great industry.
After the announcement was made, after the pictures were taken, we had the chance to visit for just a few moments with the inductee, Jack, talking to us about his lifetime of agricultural service, both to Oklahoma Farm Bureau, to the cotton industry, and to the state as a whole.
We're talking today with Jack Givens, the newest inductee into the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame. Jack, you served a lot of years for Farm Bureau, National Cotton Council. As you think back over those years of service, you know, what really sticks in, you know, in your mind about what you were able to be doing at that particular time for Oklahoma agriculture?
Well, most of it was ag-related, even with Oklahoma State University. And it's the nice people that you meet. It's like you. I mean, I've seen you every place in Oklahoma. I don't know where you stay at home, but I mean, but anyway, I just enjoyed the people I associated with and so forth. And we're from a small town of 3,600 or something, and you know everybody in town and so forth. And it's nice to know people over the state. And probably my experience at Oklahoma State University was more rewarding than the people I met and right. so forth. And Burns Hargis and I have been friends for many years, used him as an attorney before he got into politics, I'll say, but and I started out at Oklahoma A&M and spent some time there. And after the service, I went to Oregon State and got a degree out there and taught school out there for a while and came back to farm. And I never regretted a day.
Now you were in the far southwestern corner of the state as you started. Cotton then versus cotton production today, much different?
Yes, all mechanized now, and we have varieties that you can spray to kill the weeds, and the varieties have just really improved, and the cotton farmers are doing real well, I mean, price-wise and otherwise. In fact, the wheat's good. Coming up this morning, I noticed a lot of the wheat's being swathed. I guess they're going to bale it because on one of my farms, a fella came by the other day and said, if you let me swath that, I'll pay you $130 a bale for the round bales. I said, we might do that because it saved getting hailed out or something. And I think we have a great future in Oklahoma for everybody that wants to work. And I'm a little prejudiced about the people that don't work, but they might be smarter than I am, so...
You spoke of the people and the friendships that you've made. It's relationships in agriculture that make this industry pretty special, doesn't it?
That's true, and we all have the same goals. And at one time in my life, I was concerned because I was raising surplus cotton and surplus wheat, and I thought, well, when I taught school, I thought I was really helping some individual. I'm not sure I'm helping anybody right now, but now we're having to supply the world on a lot of the products and so forth.
The Governor's Lifetime Achievement in Agriculture Award winner for 2012, Jack Givens of Greer County in far southwestern Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.